Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ed Turner. I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches, and they will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Mobile home.
Mobile home, thank you. Town home, manufactured, mobile home. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem.
I don't remember.
That's okay. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
30.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or 5 hurricane? Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following?
Probably three or four.
Do you remember the name? A hurricane, right?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the hurricane and the year?
No. Ivan's the only one I remember.
You don't remember the name of the hurricane?
No, just Ivan.
Let's see. How we do this? Can you tell me the name of the year? Do you remember the year?
No, I don't.
Was it the last one 3 years ago? I believe
yes.
That was Andrew. Yeah, okay, that's what I figured. It was one in 2021. And I think it was, the name was Andrew. Andrew. Okay, so I got Andrew. Thank you. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Yes, right, thank you. And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
I don't remember.
Okay. One. I've got to write this down. One, two, three, four, six, seven. I just got to put something there, so let me continue. Can you tell me, what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind, breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Mostly, I guess, just damage to the home from the trees or whatever.
The wind? Okay. Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't feel vulnerable in your home?
Yeah, probably.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Pick up hurricane shutters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative friend in another area? Or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
So prepare as well as we could and then evacuate.
Okay, thank you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When hurricane watch is usually like, within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, are expected within 36 hours, your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Oh, probably as soon as we knew about what?
Within 36 hours?
Yeah.
Thank you. Concerning yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
I'm certain we would.
Somewhat or very?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information. internet, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I need three of them.
The TV.
Okay.
News.
Newspapers?
News items, news people.
Friends and family?
Yes.
How about social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube?
Probably Facebook.
Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your house for preparedness? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah, 3.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? The cost of housing, transportation cost, cost of child care, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes.
What was that one again?
Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? In other words, you know, money. Has this affected you to be able to prepare fully for a hurricane, for an emergency situation? The cost of housing, the transportation cost, the cost of child care, the cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes. Which of these have impacted you money-wise?
Oh, I don't know for sure.
I'm sorry?
Just overall living expenses.
So what would you give me? Just give me one on the cost for housing, will you say, or the property taxes?
They're not bad, no.
No, okay. How about the cost of food and other essentials?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flat or evacuation zone? In other words, in a zone that is it has to be evacuated? Is it in a flood zone, evacuation zone, or both?
Flood zone.
Flood zone, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone? A, a high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
What were they again?
A is a high flood risk, and B is moderate, and C is low risk.
A.
Thank you. And when will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, when would you evacuate?
As soon as we could.
As soon as you could, okay. So would you say within 48 hours?
Yes.
Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state? Would you not leave under any circumstances?
Oh, we would leave to the home of a friend or relative.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Pardon, what was that?
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain that I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain that I could not come up with $2,000.
Oh, I could come up with
I'm sorry?
I could come up with what I need.
Okay. So you're certain that you could come up with the full $2,000 then, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decrease, remain the same, increase, or significantly increase? Increase somewhat or significantly increase in 1 year?
Increase some,
thank you. How about in 1 to 3 years? Decrease, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Oh, somewhat.
Thank you. How about in 3 to 5 years? Decrease, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
significant.
Thank you. Well, about 5 to 10 years, decrease significantly, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Significant.
Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying high rate?
I'll look for different insurance.
Okay. If you could insure your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insurance? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I would not move from my home.
I would not move.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policy. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government?
No.
Or government should not be involved? I'm sorry?
FEMA.
The federal government?
Yeah.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5. 1 is not confident. 2, you can choose a number between 1 to 5. 5 being the highest, very high confidence. That local building codes are being enforced. How confident are you?
They're not. 1.
So you have no confidence number 1 then, right?
No. They are not being enforced.
Okay, thank you. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. How confident are you on that? That they're doing that?
No, they're not.
Thank you. The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. 1 to 5.
One.
The new developments take into account flood risk. 1 to 5. The building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. 1 to 5.
1.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finance will be affected?
Yes.
I believe it's happening and it will be affected. Thank you. Will you consider selling your home? In a private market? No? Neither. Okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, and no action should be taken?
Increase taxes.
Property taxes? Or income taxes? Thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, mildly concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Extremely. Thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? I'm going to read you a list. When you were purchasing, what were you thinking about? Your neighborhood, the schools, crime, price, workability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to your job.
Just the location.
The neighborhood?
Yes.
Our location, so proximity to other family or proximity to your job?
To where we were, to the property itself.
the property itself. So I don't get that. Are you saying that? Okay, this is the list. When you were purchasing your home, what characteristics were the most important to you? Was it a neighborhood, the schools, the crime, the price, walkability? In other words, you could walk through the store, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flat stone, proximity to other family or proximity to your job?
My husband just liked the location.
What was the reason for it? It was close to his job or to other family?
It was just in the country.
Okay, then the neighborhood then. Anything else that he liked? That's it? You can set it up to
that
three.
That was it.
Okay, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20, more than 20 years?
Probably more than 20.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your ages? Between 18 and 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
I am older.
Thank you. And what is your gender? I know what you sound like, but I got to ask you verbatim. What is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Thank you. Are under 12 years old? None. Anyone under 12?
No.
65 older? Yes, right?
Yes.
How many? How many 65 or older?
Three of us.
Thank you. And what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed or divorced, separated?
I am widowed.
Thank you. And what is highest grade or school computed by an adult member of your household?
One college.
Some college or college graduate?
Some college graduate.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino descent?
Pardon?
Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And what is your racial group? Do you identify yourself as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. And what language is most spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other?
English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 20,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, over 100,000.
What was that one again?
Over 100,000. The one before that is 75 to 100,000. The other one is 50 to less than 25,000. The other one is 30,000 to less than 50,000. And the other one is 20,000 to less than 30,000, under 20,000.
Under 20.
Thank you. This is all the questions I have. Thank you so very much for your responses. You have a nice evening. Take care. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.